Hello, it's Paul O'Mahony here. It's 2:30 on the afternoon of Monday, the 14th of July, 2014. And I'm recording this on an iPhone 4S. And I'm using the Audioboo app to record it. So I'm recording this within the Audioboo app while I'm driving my car from Cork to Kinsale to pick my daughter up from a day of play conducted through the medium of the Irish language. And I'm very excited about what that might lead to. But this complete audio is in reply or in response or in, yes, to Fireman Rich, who lives and resides, to use his phrase, in New York State, in the United States of America. And a wonderful voice he is. And I'm actually interested in one thing he said in particular in an audio boo. That's what you call pieces of audio recorded within the framework of audioboo.fm website. On his audio boo, he refers to a voice bow and recording some content, some of his voice, over on that platform and sharing it on that platform. And I really intrigued by this, because what I don't know is whether there is a community over there, whether there are people listening to audios over there. If I was to make some audios, and I believe I have the app on my phone, but I don't think I've ever really used it, or if I have, I've only used it for an initial trial to technically figure out how it was, because I'm a bit slow at learning all this technical stuff. But I'm interested to know, are there human beings there? I know that there's an app there, and I know that there's a cluster of functionalities there, and you know, data in the form of voice sound files can be shared from there, and I presume it's got, roughly speaking, the same kind of functionality as Audioboo has. In other words, that pieces of audio can be shared on via Facebook, Twitter, and for all I know, via other social media. So what I'm interested to know is, are there human beings, though, listening, commenting, responding? Is there what we can call, generally speaking, a community of any sort? I can get as much practice as I need on recording audio on the iPhone voice recorder, and I can share it via email with nobody or myself. I can practice making as many audio podcasts as I like privately, not sharing them with anybody. But for me, it starts to get really interesting when there is at least the possibility and the actuality and certain of human communications, where a person over there on VoiceBo listens to the piece of audio made and responds in some way, any way at all, for that matter. So I'm interested in knowing whether VoiceBo has any community around the cluster of functionality that make it up. I am only, really, to be truthful, interested in two things. One is community, and the other is the possibility that a search engine will pick up a piece of audio that's made, and whatever the correct technical phrase is, you know, find it, and when another human being in another place then puts a searches for something within that search engine, that the search engine will suggest that the piece of content might be what they're looking for. And that's basically how the whole thing works, isn't it? You put you put words into, or maybe even you speak words into Google, and Google either speaks back to you something in return, or gives you something visually to look at, and which you can decipher and decide is the one you want. or that can suitably distract you and cause you to think it's the one you maybe didn't want in the first place, but that's interesting enough. Or, indeed, I suppose we have to also build into the landscape, the digital landscape, the idea that as soon as somebody goes on to Google, Google flashes up an advert for them, which advertises them something that the algorithm at Google has determined should be relevant to them. And then the person has an opportunity to click on there. And if they do click on there, whoever put that advertisement there pays for it, I guess. Simple as that, really. Fairly basic stuff. But what about voice, Bo? Are there... forget about all the other things I've said entirely, Rich. I am... The fact that you're doing it makes it of interest to me. I mean, if it was only you and me and nobody else used VoiceBo to, you know, exchange, you know, meaningful stuff, or stuff that you are capable of finding meaningful and I'm capable of finding meaningful, we could still have a great time, just the two of us over there. And there'd be nothing wrong with that. I'm all, you know, no community too small. That would be one of my default positions, you know, and the community that exists in my imagination is also worth communicating with. So I'm also in favour of talking to myself. But going beyond talking to myself, talking to one other human being is one interestingly complex thing in its own right. And then if we go to the possibility of being heard and being relevant to more than one person, we get into triads, and then we get into groups, I suppose. I'm not really sure what you get after, you know, couples and triads and quatrains, or whatever that is. Oh, somebody will tell me. And there must be a quintuplets. I know quintuplets is there, and sextuplets. You can go that way, but that's all to do with having twins. I'm entering Kinsale to tell you where I am. I'm going down the hill, down the R600. I am now entering the Wild Atlantic Way. I have just passed the sign on the R600 that says Wild Atlantic Way ahead of me. That may well be the extremity, or one of the extremities of the Wild Atlantic Way. In other words, it may be the first or last sign. Well, actually, technically speaking, it would be the first sign, because it's the one that was on my side of the road and visible to me. And I don't think you get a sign that says you're leaving the Wild Atlantic Way. The Wild Atlantic Way would stretch from here for, did I read somewhere, 2,500 miles of roadway, along which anyone can drive and explore and have an incredible adventure. The Wild Atlantic Way, that's another story. But I'm on the Wild Atlantic Way, going downhill past a bed and breakfast on the right, and Feathered Lane, I think it said there, coming down a little hill, gentle hill, into Kinsale. I'm just passing the Lions Club on the left-hand side, and the Garda Síochána telling me that there are video cameras in operation, the Canadian flag to the right, the Australian, oh dear, is that the New Zealand flag on the right, the American flag on the right, and at Commercial Hall here in the centre of Kinsale, opposite the Centra, which used to be a Super Value, which now changed itself to a Centra, I see, and they've got temporary signage up. But I'm turning left here at Boland's Craft Shop on the right, gift cards and gifts. And I'm heading not in the direction of the Wild Atlantic Way, but I'm going to get lost. I know I'm going to get lost. I am certain that I'm getting lost here. Oh dear. I'm trying to find my way to Kinsale College. Kinsale College, I have a few minutes, not a lot of time. I'm passing a traditional fish and chip shop on the right-hand side. I'm doing this because I want to give you a flavour if you're thinking of the Wild Atlantic Way. Now, this wasn't my original intention, but I'm just giving you a little bit. Acton's Hotel is on the right-hand side in there, and there is a mast of a ship here on the left-hand side. can't tell you what ship it comes from, but it's a public work of art, Acton's Hotel. Loads of boats here on the left-hand side. Beautiful sunshine, 17 degrees on the Celsius, by the way. Don't ask me to translate that. I need to turn around. I'm quite sure that I may be going the wrong way. I have got lost, which I feared would happen. Only getting lost, and only it's only a pain in the neck to get lost in Kinsale when you have a deadline, because actually Kinsale is a lovely place to get lost. I'm pulling into the port of Kinsale. I see two men there, and I'm going to go and ask them if they can tell me where Kinsale... What did I say? Kinsale colleges. Get out of the car. Hi. Excuse me, guys. Sorry to bother you. Could you, would you happen to be able to point me in the direction of Kinsale College? It's some kind of an educational place in Kinsale. And I honestly don't know where it is because I've come from Cork. Is it up that way, is it?
Yeah, up near to the end of the street, turn right, then left.
So when I get to the end of this street, do I turn right as if I was going to the old Super Value?
Yeah, turn left then there.
I turn left then at...
And then left again.
And then left again.
And there's a road goes winding
up a hill, does it? Thank you very much. Thanks a million. Right, there we go now. I think I've been sorted out. And, okay, so I'm back to the question of the Wild Atlantic Way. I'm going to continue. So those of you who aren't at all interested in the Wild Atlantic Way and anything to do with it, turn off now, please, because there's nothing but the Wild Atlantic Way coming. Somebody invented it, right? It didn't exist until very recently. And when I say very recently, I think about 2012. I think it was in planning in 2012. A lot had to be done because it had to be invented, right? And you couldn't really get a new invention to what do they say, to take off without a bit of decent planning. So it was Tourism Ireland. It was Board Fáilte Ireland, to be exact. Fáilte Ireland that were the genius behind the Wild Atlantic Way. But Fáilte Ireland didn't invent the term Wild Atlantic Way. No, they got a company, a business, to work with them to come up with a proposition, an idea, a suggestion, which could be attractive to lots and lots of different interest groups. And they actually worked with a branding company. The name of the branding company escapes me at the moment. But anyway, this branding company did a whole load of work, and I can't tell you all the details of what they did off the top of my head accurately, but I can tell you that they spoke to a lot of people. And the whole idea was, look, how can we make the west of Ireland more attractive? How can we make it so attractive that it will bring more tourists into Ireland? And secondly, I suspect that the brief also said, it isn't just to bring quantity of people in, but it's to provide them with a rich experience, so that in a sense, it isn't just enough to have quantity, it has to be quality as well. Now, it had to be new, and that's one of the, you know, it was a new thing. Now, Ireland is a small country, Ireland is very dependent on tourism, Ireland is a very open country. I mean, I'm using all of these things very generally. It's not all that open in other perspective, but in one perspective, it's open. It's pretty easy. You just land up here and you go on your holiday. But the point is, people can go to Scotland, they can go to Wales, they can go to England, they can go to lots of other places. And Ireland needs to have a stream of places that people can go to continue attracting people to it. And if it doesn't, it will slowly fade out of the imagination of people. And that's where you want to be. You want to be strong in the imagination of people. So a branding company went to work with Fáilte Ireland and other parties gradually, because Fáilte Ireland wouldn't want to operate entirely on its own bat. The place I'm looking for is coming very close. I'm passing the sculpture exhibition I'm now on the road to Bandon, which is kind of away from the Wild Atlantic Way. Up here somewhere is Kinsale College. Anyway, the key point is that they developed an idea. A kind of a ridiculous idea, because nobody would ever do it in their right mind, which is a 2,500-mile long drive down the west of Ireland. Now, it's one thing to cross the United States in a 2,500-mile drive from east to west coast, although I don't think you'd quite make it if you did that. But anyway, you are... I'm gingerly speaking now because I'm talking to you while I am looking for the college. I'm passing Manderville Terrace, 1889, in case you think where you live is particularly old. Tiny cottages here on the left-hand side. I'm at the Abbey Well in Kinsale. But the key point is that you have a piece of road like this one, although this is leading away from the sea, your Kinsale Community School. I'm looking for the college. Is that the college? There it is. There it is. Student car park. I'm a bit unsure where I should go, but I'm going to find it in a second. And somebody invented this Wild Atlantic Way. And I think that it's got legs. In other words, I think that the Wild Atlantic Way will not simply be a short-term tourism initiative by Fáilte Ireland designed to bring extra people in next year, 2015 and 2014, when they conceived it. But I think the Wild Atlantic Way is going to be there for ever. I think it's that good as an idea, but anyway, I'm going to find out more about it because I need to know about best practice in business branding. This is what technically would be called place branding, or you're branding a piece of a countryside and a, you know, in this case it's a long road. But it isn't one road. It's not like Highway 101 in California or whatever road might cross. Not like branding a railway, one existing track from end to end. No, it's a kind of makey-uppy idea. It's a whole load of roads joined together on a map so that you can be driving along the road, I don't know, between Buncrana and Ballina, right? There are two places. You probably haven't heard of either of them. But if you went to drive from Buncrana to all the way along the coast to Ballina, you would drive along the Wild Atlantic Way. You'd be up in the northeast of Ireland, by the way, northeast. But the key point is that you could stop along the road in loads and loads of different places. And you could just, you know, drive literally, you know, hundreds of yards down a boreen, or meters, I suppose I should be saying. These days, all the roads in Ireland, the road signs are in kilometres, so they're not in miles anymore. So if you're coming from places where you use miles, you might need to adjust to... But then again, the rest of Europe is in kilometres and Ireland is in the EU. And by the way, the UK is still in miles, but Ireland is definitely in kilometres. So you have all this in front of you and you have tiny little roads, boreens, laneways. Not sure what other words there are really for tiny little Irish, little ways down to the sea. But the key point is that you can get on the coast. Ideally, somebody at some stage will enable there to be a coast path that will go from the north of the island in Donegal, where the Atlantic starts up there, all the way to Kinsale, where I am now, and that'll all be walkable someday. But at present, it's not really walkable because there's loads and loads of private property along that coastline. My daughter has just arrived. Right, I'm just recording. I'm going to stop recording.
Okay, I'm just going to tell them that my dad's here.
Oh, Tommy on show. All the best for now. This is Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye to Fireman Rich, that wonderful man in New York State. And she is excitedly arriving here. All the best for now. Bye till the next time. Bye-bye.